This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. A commission set up by New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is looking at a variety of ways to make the region withstand another storm like Sandy. Giant balloons that would inflate inside subway tunnels to block water, green roofs and parks to absorb more water, and an infrastructure bank to make more efficient investments in these and other plans. WNYC's Matthew Sherman joins me now to discuss these and other ideas. Hi, Matthew.
Hi, Amy.
The Commission NYS 2100 was set up to look at major infrastructure improvements to the region as a way of strengthening this infrastructure for another superstorm. Tell us what's in its preliminary report.
Pretty much everything anybody's ever thought of or which is in use somewhere else in the country to curb flooding. It's a real compendium of ideas. Some of it is only tangentially related to flooding, and some ideas actually have been around and are already underway, such as increasing rail service between New Jersey and Manhattan. It used to be called the ARC Cross Hudson Express. Now it's called the Gateway Project and is managed by Amtrak, another tunnel to bring commuter trains into Manhattan. Some other ideas, such as those giant balloons for tunnels or installing roll-down doors over subway station entrances, are more water-specific. The report also calls for a pretty big expansion of the city's bus service as a way to create more redundancy in the transit system. Again, tangentially related, but could help in an event of another storm. I should say that what we do know of the report is what's come out in news reports recently. The New York Times posted a draft of the preliminary report on its website today, and a spokesman for the governor told us that the draft is old, and it appears to be missing potentially the most compelling chapter, unfortunately, the one that would deal with whether or not this commission actually endorses a hurricane barrier, a giant wall across New York Harbor that would be open most of the time to permit ships to pass back and forth, but it's enormously expensive. The Times says in its article about the report that the commission does recommend that, but again, it may be dropped when the final preliminary report comes to light, which could be tomorrow, or it could be woven into the governor's State of the State address on Wednesday.
So what's the point of having such a kitchen sink approach?
Well, I asked that of Pete Grannis, Cuomo's former environmental commissioner, who now works at the state comptroller's office. And he said at first, facetiously, so that reporters can write stories about them. But he said actually he was pleasantly surprised that the commission had anything to show for their work. It was just 6 weeks ago that the members were fully appointed.
That's a starting place for this kind of an analysis to figure out everything that's possible, and then you've got to then narrow it down over time to things that are doable and affordable.
So the next step actually is after this comes out publicly, there will be a final report, and the governor will have to decide which recommendations to adopt or push further down the planning pipeline. If this does sound very preliminary, I should say part of the enthusiasm by officials and planners is that we haven't seen anything like this from New Jersey, from Governor Chris Christie. So it is saying something, even though there are a lot of decisions yet to be made.
And Chris Christie set to give his State of the State address tomorrow. You can hear that on WNYC AM 820. Does the report say anything about paying for any of this?
Not really. It mentions an infrastructure bank. Really, that's just a fancy name for what the state generally does, which is borrow money and pay it back in a little bit more structured way. But the real question is, where is the money going to come from paying the money back? The report gives an example of a South Carolina infrastructure bank that uses gas taxes and motor vehicle registration fees to pay for road improvements. But, you know, we have gas taxes and motor vehicle registration fees now. So the big question is, well, if we use that for these sorts of projects, well, where are we going to get the money for doing those things that the gas tax currently does, right? So the commission, interestingly enough, does point out that it doesn't think that more money will likely come from the federal government after this $60 billion aid package, the second part of the $60 billion aid package passes later this month. But it also mentions that the state is pretty much maxed out on what it can legitimately borrow.
Matthew, in the minute we have left of these proposals, which ones are most intriguing to planners or thought of as most feasible? What are the ones that you would most like to write a story about?
Well, those are actually maybe two different questions. I mean, I think some of the bells and whistles types things, like the balloons, giant balloons, and the gates are the things that really attract media attention. I should say that one interesting undercurrent throughout this report is the tension you see between real man-made interventions like these balloons or gates, and then other more environmentally conscious, let nature take its course solutions. And the commission does actually tend to give nature a lot of credit, say green, and say it says that green roofs and marshlands and that sort of thing will do a lot of good.
WNYC's Matthew Sherman on NYS 2100's suggestions for hardening New York City and Long Island against another Hurricane Sandy. Thanks so much, Matthew.
Thanks, Amy.